Are you wired for struggle? And because of this, is growing your business harder than it needs to be? When you emerge from the corporate and especially the nonprofit worlds, you may have the sense that there is a fixed amount of money available and it's hard to come by. And you're going to have to work your ass off to get it. When you first get started, it can be hard to get your prospects to part with their money and start working with you. The result of this is that you hold even more tightly to the cash you have on hand because you might run out soon if you can't get a few new clients. So welcome to the world of scarcity, my friend, and part three of The Great Resignation Meets The Great Do-Over. Are you wired for struggle? And how to open up the flow of revenue in your business by changing your views about money and how much you actually deserve to receive. This one is juicy, my friend. Get ready to start thinking about wealth and money in a whole new way. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode in our series, The Great Resignation Meets The Great Do-Over. And if you are new to Life After Corporate, welcome home. It's here that you get the unvarnished truth about what it takes to start and grow a successful coaching, consulting, or service-based business and not struggle financially to get clients. Before we dive in, I want to acknowledge Cher Hale. On September 29th, she wrote, "Helped me dream bigger. It's so easy to get lost in the grind of entrepreneurship. But listening to Deb's conversation with Liz Kitchell was the kick in the butt I needed to start dreaming again. Plus, Deb is able to pull out concrete takeaways from her guests in a way that truly translates into action for me. Love this show." Thank you, Cher, for taking the time to review the show on iTunes. And Liz Kitchell did a phenomenal interview that you should also grab if you haven't listened to it yet. It's episode 51, How to Keep More of What You Make, where Liz and I have a great conversation about how to be a good steward of your cash and invest in your business and fund the things you care about without struggling for every dollar. And today, my friend, we are unpacking scarcity and the scarcity mindset and how you might be wiring yourself to struggle in your business launch journey. In brief, scarcity means that there's only so much to go around and I have to have my fair share of the pie. And if you grew up with a lot of siblings, maybe you have seen that play out in real life around the table as everyone hustled to get the most food because mom only made so much. This mindset that there is only so much to go around starts in childhood. And if you came from a family that struggled financially, there may be an unconscious pattern that you are living out that money is hard. We can't afford much and we need to hold on to as much as we can. That same mindset is reinforced in the corporate world. We size up markets and the available share of those markets. How much does the competition have? What is the attainable market, which is an even smaller piece of the pie? And how much of the space can we actually own? And can we steal some market share from the other guy? We have fixed quotas and fixed budgets and fixed salary bands and bonus ranges. Everything is tied to the ability of the company to create market share in a fixed quantity of available spending. And if your job happens to be in the nonprofit world, that mindset of scarcity and I can't afford it, and we can't pay our people as well as corporations do, is only reinforced because that is the culture of the nonprofit world. We need to struggle to get donors. Money is hard to come by and there is never enough to go around. And because I'm working in an industry that is focused on helping to make a positive impact, I can't get paid as much as someone who is in a corporate job creating products and services for a profit. But now that you have left that corporate or nonprofit world, you now have an entrepreneur's roadmap ahead. And Investopedia defines entrepreneurship in these terms. A person who undertakes the risk of starting a new business venture is called an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur creates a firm to realize their idea, known as entrepreneurship, which aggregates capital and labor in order to produce goods or services for profit. Entrepreneurship is highly risky, but also highly rewarding as it serves to generate economic wealth, growth, and innovation. So right away, you get the sense that entrepreneurship is about creating wealth, creating profits. And in many ways, entrepreneurship is about creating markets. Before Airbnb, there weren't a lot of homeowners who were renting out their real estate assets for profit. That was left to a class of real estate investors. Now, anyone who owns property can be a real estate investor. The founders of Airbnb created an economy where none existed before. If they came at their business idea from a place of scarcity, would Airbnb have the market valuation it has today? Instead, the entire Airbnb model was to fight scarcity in the marketplace, scarcity of hotel rooms during busy convention times. Their premise was that there are plenty of beds and people who own those bedrooms who can make extra money on their investment through short-term rentals. Voila, a new massive industry was born. When you make the leap from a corporate or nonprofit job to one of an entrepreneur, you need to stop thinking like a leader in a company and start thinking like an entrepreneur who is creating new markets. And if you're a coach or consultant and you are entering a market that is already well established, then you need to create your own category or sub-market within your market. That means you need to pick a lane, my friend, and stick to it. So whether you're an accountant, a graphic designer, an executive coach, or sustainability consultant, you're entering into an established market. There are already well-known players. And although there is no fixed amount of capital being invested in these areas, in order to get your ideal clients to part with their hard-earned dollars, you need to stand out with a unique message and a unique approach. Otherwise, you'll struggle. And guess what? Your thoughts about the struggle are attracting people into your world who are also obsessed with the struggle. Making money is hard. There's a fixed amount in the bank, and I don't want to spend it. I need to keep as much as I can. And what happens is you attract people to you who are also stuck in the struggle, who can't afford to work with you. You might then get into a negative cycle of your bank account dwindling and you aren't getting any new clients, which leaves you holding on tight to the clients you have because, well, God forbid if you lose one. But no one is jumping up and down excited to be working with you. You may think it's the market you're in, but it's really the mindset you're in. It's about how you're thinking about your opportunities and how you're operating in your business and showing up in your sales conversations. We have some upcoming conversations with leaders in sales and finance who are going to share more about this very important mindset issue right here in the show. And this episode will set the groundwork for those conversations. There's a science at work here, my friends. And according to our favorite physicist, Albert Einstein, everything is energy. And that's all there is to it. If you match the frequency of the reality you want, you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. What that means is that you are struggling in your business because the struggle is what is matching your thoughts, and your thoughts are sending out signals for proof that they are true, and you are reinforcing your thoughts through your experience. Like attracts like. And similarly, if you are having an experience where you moved from an energy of resistance and worry and that there's not enough to a mindset of possibility, gratitude, confidence in your mission, and knowing that there's abundance of opportunity for you, your thought energy would be attracting people to you who also shared in that abundance mindset and who are eager to work with you. So you might be thinking, well, that's great, Deb, but how do I actually shift this when I'm in the middle of the struggle? Well, first, you need to be aware of what you're thinking. So my suggestion to you is for a week straight, keep a journal with you at all times. And when you notice that you are having a negative thought or a thought about scarcity, about anything, just jot it down. I've been doing this with my coaching clients for years, and the results are always astounding. People say, I never knew I was being so hard on myself. It was even hard to read some of the fears and negative self-talk that spilled out onto the page. Now, this is great and important work. And if I haven't already mentioned it in a prior episode, I have a habit of morning journaling since the early 90s. I found that when I wrote a stream of consciousness in my journal every day, I had cleared my head and I had made room for new insights, new thoughts, and new solutions. I often say that our minds are like hoarders' houses. There is so much accumulated junk in there. I mean, think about that drawer in your kitchen or that closet where you toss all the things that don't have a place to go. It's so messy, it's so crowded that you can't find anything and there's no room. So imagine your mind like a complete hoarder's house. There's so much accumulated negative thinking there that there's no room for insight. There's no room for possibility. And there's no room for abundance. And it's scarce because there's no room. There's no room. Everything else has been crowded out. So the first thing you need to do is purge. Purge your mental closet and allow all that garbage, all that stuff that you've been carrying around with you that's no longer useful to fall out to the page. Getting your mind clear is the single most important skill for you to develop as an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs come from an abundant mindset. There are limitless opportunities and abundant ways for you to be discovered, to offer value, and to convert new clients. Entrepreneurs learn to trust in their own abilities to make a positive impact. They're not enamored with all the latest and greatest marketing tactics. They want to pick something and pick something that works. Test it, iterate it, invest in getting it out into the marketplace and getting the right mentors and strategies in place for success. Entrepreneurs are wired to invest in their own success. And when you start adopting that same mindset, you will attract others to you who also believe in investing in their own success. So I want you to try this small experiment. If you are feeling stuck in getting new clients, invest in a short coaching program designed to give you a new skill or to shift your mindset about success. I'm talking about a program that is anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but you need to invest in getting the results that that coach and that program are offering you and see what happens in your business after you make that investment. I can't guarantee it, but most frequently when I'm feeling stuck in an area of my business and I feel like it's my mindset that's getting in the way of my success, I find a mentor who can coach me out of it. And every single time that I've done this, a flood of revenue has come into my business, not just a single sale, but groups of sales have happened at the same time. Just this weekend, while I was celebrating my birthday with friends, 7 new clients signed up for my program. It wasn't a struggle. All I did was send out an email invite with an invitation to join me. Now, I'm still the same coach. I'm still using the same words I use to sell all of my programs. So what shifted in this incident? It was my energy. It was my thought energy about what's possible and the knowledge that I am always covered in all ways. So if you have a strong belief in a higher power, that is a great time to turn over your struggle to the source of your power and come forward from a place of sincere curiosity and service. Stand strong in your confidence of who you are and the impact that clients get working with you. Know that when you're in the right headspace, your ideal clients are attracted to you like a magnet. But you can't expect people to open their wallets to invest in your services if you're not willing to invest in yourself. By definition, if you're thinking, I can't afford to get help, you will be having conversations with people who are struggling but have the belief that they can't afford to get help. And you end up in this no-win situation of you can't afford to get help because this prospect you're talking with can't afford to hire you. So the next step, my friend, is to shift your thinking. Invest in yourself. I'll be honest, there are women in my circles who have come to almost every free training I have offered. They have taken my assessments, they have signed up for private one-on-one strategy conversations with me, and when it has come time to invest in themselves and join the Launch Lab or the Six-Figure Accelerator, they can't see past the investment. Investing in new strategies and tools to correct their mindset and become skilled sales and marketing people so that they can fulfill their mission and get clients to pay them. It's like that novel, Catch-22 by Joseph Heller, and what has now been used to describe any situation whereby the result is constrained by the current circumstance. For instance, the only way to get a loan is to qualify for a loan by really not needing a loan. So the Catch-22 with releasing the struggle to get new clients to invest in your programs is to create a mindset that you can invest in your own skills now in order to shift your current circumstances. You need to invest in new skills before you feel you can afford to. Because the longer you wait for the revenue to come in first, the longer you burn through your savings, and the harder it is to invest in the right training that will turn around your current situation. So who was it who said that doing the same thing over and over and hoping for a different result is the definition of insanity? It is insane for you not to invest the time and money it takes to adopt the entrepreneur's mindset of abundance of opportunity and to create those opportunities for people to do business with you. If what you are doing is not working, then it's time to stop and reevaluate why. When you find yourself in the middle of a struggle, tired, beat down, questioning your own value, feeling like you're holding on by your fingernails, you need to shift. And first, you need to shift how you are thinking about your situation. Second, get help in shifting your thinking or taking a new approach. Three, get the benefits of those returns when you do. Frequently, when I've invested in a new coach to help me think bigger or hone my skills, within just a few days, that same amount that I invested has come back to me in new sales. It's happened over and over again. And recently, I started working with a coach by the name of Chris Kenny, who you'll meet in a future episode, to help me shift how I was thinking about my marketing and to help me understand how I was getting in my own way of success. And literally, within 3 days, I had 3 new clients sign up for the Launch Lab. So when you shift your thinking, you shift your energy. And when you shift your energy, it is matched by your experience. Like attracts like. You can't attract clients who are excited to work with you if you won't invest in your own success. It is literally a law of the universe. And truthfully, it makes me sad at times. You know, there are times when I wish I could knock some of these prospective clients on the head to wake them up. The scarcity mindset runs on an unconscious level, and to shift it, you need to bring those thoughts to the surface. And if you have a pen and paper, now might be a good time to start. Ask yourself, what were the messages I received about money as a child? What was I told, and what did I observe going on around me? So sometimes the messages weren't explicit, they were implicit. It was in the behavior that our parents or our family members had around money. Organizational hierarchies, by their very nature, are scarce. There are only so many spots in the C-suite. There's a corporate budget that must be met. And if you came from the finance world, you may have a predisposition to not spending or not investing. People who come from fields like sales and marketing have a bigger view of what's possible. People in tech are wired to create new things from scratch. So it's important to understand your early influences and become aware of how they're at play now in how you're making decisions about your business. In my personal experience, whenever I have invested in a high-end coach, and I'm talking about more than $10,000, I have moved my business up an entire level, sometimes by as much as six figures in a year. And I think a benchmark of a 10x ROI is a great way to move your business forward. But if you are holding on to that 10K as hard as you can in case you need it or in case you don't close that next consulting deal, then you'll be holding on to a dwindling supply of cash without the return of investing in new strategies to move your business forward. Now, this doesn't mean you should invest in every course or program that comes your way. That would be ridiculous. You need to have enough insight into your strengths, your weaknesses, the opportunities that are out there for you, and the competitive threats that are on the marketplace to have a focused need that you are filling by investing in that support. And if you're not sure where that focus needs to be, take our free Launch Lab assessment at launchlabassessment.com. We'll put that link in show notes. I don't want to spell it out here. It's too long, but it's launchlabassessment.com. And you will get an immediate score after just 4 minutes of where you are headed for success and what blind spots you have that you need to focus on in order to create the success you see for yourself in your business model. And I just want to insert a quick story here. There's a wonderful young woman that I met through one of my networks, and we had a beautiful conversation. And she is helping her clients through her bookkeeping services and accounting advice. And when we got to the part about what she was charging for her services, and I did a little back-of-the-napkin math on my phone calculator, I said, "You're paying yourself $33 an hour." And she said, "Oh my God, I knew it was low, but I had no idea it was that low." And I asked her, "Where did this sense of not being able to get paid well for your services come from?" And lo and behold, in that conversation, we discovered that she was raised by a single mom and that money was always scarce. It was hard to come by. And this has lingered with her. It's an unconscious belief system she has about what's possible and what she deserves to have in her life. And what she needs right now is to think in terms of abundance. And once you shift your thinking from one of lack or scarcity to one of abundance, there's plenty for everyone. If I am creating an opportunity to deliver value to this world, there are people who will pay me to have that benefit. So I just wanted to, that was an amazing time. Of course, you know, tears flowed during that insight. And hopefully she's now on a path to shifting her thinking around that as she's thinking about joining the Launch Lab. So I want you to think about your early influences, and the best way to do that is to write them out on the page. So let's recap where we are in this conversation and what the five actions are that you can take. Your thoughts are driving your results, and if you are in the struggle, you're not thinking about your challenges and opportunities in a productive way, and you're likely not investing in the shift that's required to make that happen. Number two, your thinking was shaped from your childhood and early experiences as an adult in the corporate or nonprofit world, and this is what's responsible for your current experience. It's a catch-22. You can't have a different result until you show up in a different way. And there's nothing in your past experience that has prepared you for the entrepreneur journey you're on right now. And step four, point number four, is that there is a path forward that has likely already been presented to you or will be once you make the decision that you're ready to invest in your own shortcomings to generate greater success. And lastly, to help you choose where to focus, there is a quick assessment at thelaunchlabassessment.com. So are you wired for struggle, my friend, or are you wired for success? The choice is yours if you want to focus your attention on the limited supply of money or focus your attention on a new way of thinking about generating capital in your business and attracting more success to you. The choice is always yours. That's it for now, my friend. If you have had an insight from this episode, shoot me an email, DM me on social media, or tell me in a review. I would love to hear from you. And come back for the continuation of this series, The Great Resignation Meets The Great Do-Over. We have some exciting guests coming up who will open your eyes about attracting and servicing your ideal customers. That's it for now, my friend. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.